Good morning. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I am very excited to have my good friend Caleb Looper in this morning. Hey, Caleb.
Hey.
You have started a new business venture, Looper Detailing. Tell me about it. What is Looper Detailing? What are the details of it?
Details of Looper Detailing. We started about early July, and my dad just came up to me and said, hey, I've got this idea. I've thought about starting a detailing company. Would you be interested? And I said, sure.
And what were you doing? You had some other job at that time, just working for the man at that time.
I was doing HVAC installation for a while and just doing that because it provided me an opportunity to play music when I needed to. And wasn't too fond of crawling under houses or in attics.
No. I've said so many times that I would burn my house down before I have to crawl in my crawl space. That's not happening.
Not fun.
I have a great neighbor that he does it for me when I have to go under there. So not that much fun to be doing HVAC stuff. So this detailing thing came up. But it's still hard work.
Very hard work.
And it's not easy. And it's outside. And you're, succumb to the elements that are happening.
Yeah. And what makes it worth it is I just do the best job I could, what would make me happy when I get my vehicle back. And I enjoy seeing people's smiles. I enjoy hearing what we hear most often is it didn't look that good when we bought it. So that's always awesome.
Have you always been a car guy? Like, are you into like, oh, this is a cool, whatever?
My dad more than me. I just used them to haul drums around to gigs mostly. But
you just put gas in them and made them run.
Right. But I do have OCD a little bit. And so to clean a car and stuff like that, I do enjoy that. But I've never been the car guy.
Yeah.
Really.
I like sometimes taking a Q-tip and going around like your radio and stuff like that and the crumbs and stuff. But I don't want to do that in my own vehicle. I have kids. You have kids.
Right.
Your vehicle's probably...
Oh, it's nasty. Yeah, most of the time. Yeah.
When the car seats get gross and all that good stuff. So your dad decided, hey, let's do this together. Were you nervous about going into a family business? And
absolutely. Yeah, I've never started a business. I've just always worked for somebody else and enjoyed that. They took care of all the harder things and stuff. But I jumped in and we did our first vehicle. And if you can impress my dad, then you're doing pretty good. He's very anal about how anything's clean, and he's definitely a car guy. He's done that his whole life. That's the picture on my card. If somebody ever gets a card for Looper Detailing, it's a 1966 Ford, and that was my dad's pride and joy when he was younger.
So. Not the kids that he had, just the car.
Yeah, just the car. Yeah, right.
So how has that been kind of working with family, but then also starting a business? Because there is more to it than just punching the clock every day. You have to find your own customers. You have to figure out how much to charge. The responsibility is on the two of you to do this instead of just somebody else.
Right. And what I'm better at is cleaning the vehicles, and I love that, and I can kind of get lost in it. It's almost Caleb Blankford came over the other day and said, how are you not listening to the radio? And I was like, man, I'm just vibing. It's like meditating over here. Yeah. Just the hum of the vacuum. It's good. And so I definitely...
Do you get lost in your thoughts in the process?
Oh, yeah, in a good way.
Yeah.
It's definitely a de-stressor. You can take out all that on the car in a good way, getting it clean. But I lean into my sister-in-law, Leah. She's so multi-talented, and she's helped me with branding, and she's helped me with marketing. And my brother is one of the big dogs over at Averitt Express, and so he knows logistics. And so I can run by order of operations through him, and... He always helps me make it better. So.
What do you think? Do you think you'll... So it's just Looper Detailing. It wasn't Looper and Son or Looper and Sons, possibly. But do you think it's going to be more of a family business of kind of pulling other people in eventually?
I hope so, yeah. Because they've got... there's talent everywhere, and everybody's got their things that they're better at. And as it grows, I'm hoping that it grows well in that. I can do what I'm good at. I can lean on my brother to do what he's good at and hopefully just make a well-rounded business that's successful.
And you have sons yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so, this could be a legacy for your own children eventually. How are they feeling about, I mean, they're pretty young still, but
oh yeah,
how are they feeling about dad having his own business?
Oh, they love it. They come out, dad, that car looks really good. You know,
anybody critical, any of the kids critical that, I think you missed a spot here, dad.
John Avery, definitely my oldest. Yeah, he is.
he's the final test of things. So you started doing this in July. How did you even get started? How did you figure out your pricing model and figure out how to, I mean, we live, fortunately for us, we live in a really great community that loves small business. So word of mouth is your best marketing, you know, don't kill me for people who are marketing agencies out there, but it is, word of mouth is just so golden here. Mm-hmm. So how did you kind of go through that beginning process? You know, dad comes and says, hey, let's start this business. Then what's the next step?
I cleaned a car, and honestly, I was just doing the best I could. I really didn't have a good plan, which is kind of my MO most of the time. I just trip and, oh, happy accident, that happened. So I just posted a few pictures on Facebook, and like you said, our community honestly took over and really helped me with that, and they started sharing everything, and seems like if you do good work, people are attracted to that. And so they started sharing. And honestly, after the first month, I looked at my wife, Leslie, and I said, you know, it could, I don't know what's going to happen. And then that was on a Thursday. And on Saturday, I had been booked out through September.
Wow.
Just by people coming out. So to say that I had a tactic or anything like that would be me taking credit for something I really don't deserve credit for. Honestly, it was just, we cleaned, I think, three cars for a local car lot. People saw it, and it just went. And and so now we're booked up through almost October, and just try to keep integrity high.
Yeah. Know? If you're just joining us, we have Caleb Looper from Looper Detailing in, talking about detailing cars. If people, so I think sometimes I, you as a 20-something, I really only had my car detailed a few times, handful of times. Every time I do, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is great. But it feels a little luxurious. Like it feels unattainable for, I think it's similar to having a cleaning person in your house. But what do you think kind of, what's your pull for people who are like, I just don't know if that's for me.
Right. That's a good perspective. Yeah, there's people who live on gravel roads around here and in the country, and they'll say, well, it's just going to get messed up. And that could be true if you're thinking about it based on...
It's okay. Yeah. Start all over. Yeah. Start all over. So what's the basis of... What's the reason that people should have their car detailed?
Well, like you said, it's just a treat for them. And we do everything. We do outside full exterior detail. We do full interior detail. So even if you live on a gravel road and you're afraid of dust, we're going to put protectant. We're going to wax. We're going to do all that stuff for you to where, honestly, what I tell my customers, you get warm water and a towel and you wipe it off. It's already got the protectant. It's easy peasy. Mm-hmm. And even if that's not your bag, your interior is going to look like a brand new vehicle.
Well, and I think that's the thing is that, you know, we all live in spaces. And whether when your home is so clean and you walk into that home, you're like, it's a stress relief. Where if you're walking in, or if you watch the show Hoarders, you're like, oh my gosh, this is stressful to me to see that way. And even in the show Hoarders, when they clean it all out, they feel good. Mm-hmm. And so I think your car, some people spend 3, 4, 5 hours a day in their vehicles when you're commuting, you know, going back and forth to Nashville or Chattanooga, or, you know, some people spend a lot of time in their vehicles. And not only does it make you feel better, it probably expands the lifetime of the car, especially like exterior, you know, that rust and we don't have salt. I'm from the north, so we had salt on the road, so that was a huge deterioration of your car. But still, just like you said, a gravel road, like that's going to deteriorate and take away the value of your car really quickly.
So we just try to protect that, protect your car's integrity. With every vehicle, we do like a three-step process. We'll do a touchless wash, then we'll do a hand mitt wash, and then we go around it with, we're getting into secrets here, but everybody kind of knows it. We'll do some iron remover and clay bar the car, We wax it. Next year, we're going to be doing ceramic coating. I'm a humble guy. I don't know everything, but I'm willing to. And I think it's important to do your homework before you try to do anything, because that's somebody's, somebody paid a lot of money for that car. Mm-hmm. So it's to be taken seriously. So we're going to, we're doing some training this year. We're learning a lot this year, and that's what we offer. But next year, we're going to do ceramic coatings and, to give people more of a protectant with that.
Tell me a little bit about your choice to do that continuing education, if you will, of making sure that you know the top ways to do your craft.
Mm-hmm. Just investing in yourself. Like, I know when I was younger, I was pretty intimidated, very nervous guy. I didn't go to school for that reason. I was kind of intimidated by debt, so I just went directly into the workforce. And as I've gotten older, it's a good thing to invest in yourself, mm-hmm. and it's a good thing to be humble and teachable. And if you go into it saying, I know everything, well, then you've peaked, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want to peak. I mm-hmm. always want to be getting better. And so I've looked at courses this winter where I can go do an apprenticeship at a body shop. People were like, do you want to be a body shop guy? Well, no, but I want to go there and learn how to do my job better. Mm-hmm. And so just always growing, always doing better, and always looking for ways that you can educate yourself so that you can provide for your customer in a better way.
Yeah. Well, and I think that is just, like you said, continuing to grow. So maybe this winter it's in a body shop, and maybe next winter it's some other technique or new chemicals for cleaning cars, or, you know, maybe you get into the vacuum cleaner or steamer, you know, industry and learn about interiors a little bit more and how to do that better. And so I think that that's what is the sign of a true entrepreneur, is making sure that you have the skill set to grow your business and provide the best experience for your customers, you know, from start to finish with them. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back in a second. Welcome back. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Caleb Looper from Looper Detailing in today. So you mentioned that you like music as well.
Oh, yeah.
You're in a popular, I guess would be a good word for it, local band here that, you know, I say local, but it's kind of expanded. It's getting some wings. So you are the drummer for Caleb and Leanne.
Yes. Yes.
How long have you been drumming?
Drumming since I was, I guess since I was five.
Five. That's mm-hmm. a bit of time.
Mm-hmm. Taking it seriously since I was 12.
Okay. And do you play other instruments too?
A little bit. Play a little guitar and piano.
And you grew up in a church environment, and is that kind of where you started playing music?
Yeah, there.
Were you like the Partridge Family?
Yeah, the Looper. That there was Brenda Ray and the Loopers. There was the Looper Trio back in the 50s and 60s, and they had a lot of traction. And so being a Looper kind of came with music.
Yeah. Well, and you're from Monterey, right? Is that Monterey. Where the Looper dynasty is from?
Yes. Yes. We're from Monterey.
Monterey, Tennessee. So you started, I mean, did you just feel like that was what you had to, like you were supposed to play music?
It just made sense. When I was growing up, I had ADHD, mm-hmm. they said. And so it was a little harder for me, I noticed, to pay attention to things or be good at things or just give it the time it needed. And with drums, I remember the first time I sat down behind one, all that went away. Mm. And it was just like a place where I could chill. And I ended up, like I said earlier, most of my success in life is I tripped and something good came out of it. So
yeah.
Started playing the drums. People thought I was really good at it. Had the same mentality. I always want to get better. I never want to peak. I never want to think I've arrived. And so got better and better and better over the years. Had a lot of people in my life that spoke good words into me, and I ended up being a drummer. Instead of a showy drummer, I wanted to be one who served the song and be in those writers' rooms where all that music was made. Mm-hmm. And so taking that approach allowed me to be in there, and I'm stoked to be there, especially with Caleb and Leanne.
Well, and you started with, you played with your brother. Your brother is the bassist for Caleb and Leanne right now.
Yeah.
But you played with your brother back when you were in your early 20s as well. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure your whole life growing up. As a twin brother.
Yeah.
And so you kind of have always played, and you joined Caleb and Leanne before he did.
I did.
And how, when he finally came into the picture, what was that like for you?
It's amazing. We had played for years growing up, and then, you know, 20s to 30s, having kids and stuff, getting jobs. I didn't know if we were going to play together often. And then we started looking for a full-time bassist, and I went, ding, ding, Curtis Looper.
Yeah.
And here he comes, and man, it's awesome just getting to be with him. He's my twin brother. I love him so much, and he's a heck of a bass player.
Yeah.
Really good hang.
Sometimes, I mean, if anybody has seen the two of you guys, you do not look anything like twins. He definitely looks like the older brother. And
oh, yeah.
Have you felt that way? I mean, I feel like even the way you talk about him sometimes, mm-hmm. like you talk about him with admiration.
I do.
And I feel like... You physically look up to everybody. Physically looks up to him. He's
6'4",
a giant man. But you also like. I feel like you really admire him as a man.
I do. He's just. I mean, I think he was just born with a college education. I don't know. Nothing excites him. He's got a very good way, good outlook on life, and
calm.
He's just chill and calm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, it's awesome to have him in your corner, honestly.
Yeah. So tell me about the journey with Caleb and Leanne. You guys took a little break for a few months earlier this year, and mm-hmm. You thought maybe you weren't coming back, and, mm-hmm. and now you've played a couple shows back, and is it feeling like it's better than ever? It feels like you picked up where you left off. How's that feeling?
I think it feels better than ever. Everybody needed to see what we were doing, where are we going, and... when they decided to get back together, I was ecstatic. I just mm-hmm. wanted to shout. I was like, yes, this is great.
Yeah.
And every show that we've played since then, we've just done, we came back together and we were like, we're going to, you know, the consensus is we're going to do what makes us happy. We're going to write the music that makes us happy. And we're not going to chase success. We're going to let success find us. And through the past few months, it's been working out really good.
Yeah.
Everybody's so happy together.
So you do have a show. I'm going to give you a shameless plug time here. So you have a show coming up in Crossville at Grinder House.
Yes.
What's the date on that? September 28th.
Yes, I think. Let me see. Oh, yes, the 28th.
September 28th at 6 p.m.
6 p.m.
Somebody might have tickets. That's me. And one of the things that I love, and I hope that this is the case for this show coming up, is that you play the box thing.
I play the box drum, the cajon.
The cajon.
Yeah.
And you play that. You'll put like a something on your foot. You'll like have these little egg things sometimes. Like it is insane to watch you play at Grinder House.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I mean, I'm like, I'm almost sweating watching you work that hard because there's a lot going on.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a totally different experience for you than playing a drum set? I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's fun. It stretches us as players when we do anything that's not stereotypical, like just showing up with a drum set, which
yeah.
It's not just showing up with a drum set, but to make your own, to really bring out what they've captured in their song is so mm-hmm. important. And people come to those shows because Caleb, Leanne, and Andrew, and me and Kurt can get some credit now, I guess, helping write. But Caleb, Leanne, and Andrew have really made a signature sound. And the lyrics and the vocals and the instrumentation, I never want to take away from that because drums can either be awesome and an accompaniment, or they can be loud and hush, you know,
yeah,
kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that's what I try to do and bring.
Yeah. Well, and I think just kind of knowing when to do what mm-hmm. things, like that's what I think is so interesting and so fun to watch is like, okay, when are you going to, you know, beat on the box you're sitting on? And when are you going to, you know, have a tambourine out? And when are you going to have these little egg things?
Yeah.
And all, I mean, they all have their names. But
I will give credit to, I got to serve at a church locally for about a decade, the River Community Church here mm-hmm. in Cookeville. And Jimmy Thorpe, Ethan Bohannon, he's the worship leader now, but Jimmy Thorpe was. And he had a phrase that he would say to me that I really took on. And it said, the most important notes are the one you choose not to play.
Mm.
So sometimes you just need to get out of the way,
mm-hmm.
you know, let the song be the song. And
mm-hmm.
so that's always served me well so far.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's probably true in life a little bit of just know when to sit back and watch things unfold. I think even when you're building your business, you know, you could be hustling at every single aspect. You could be trying to work on your logo and trying to work on your pricing and trying to work on getting customers and, you know, detailing a car. And then you bring yourself out and the business goes to crap because you you burned yourself out, you're trying to do it all. But right. yet you can sit back and say, okay, well, I have a brother who does really great with logistics stuff. And I have a sister-in-law who's really great with graphic design. And so you can kind of take that pause and let other people step in when they need to.
Yeah. I can't do everything.
Look at that. Look at that analogy. The music comes through.
You killed it.
So September 28th, tickets are still available. Mm-hmm. As far as we know, they might be, you know, they're low. Mm-hmm. But you can go on Facebook and find that on Caleb and Leanne and find out more. What has been your favorite aspect of being in a band that's going around and touring? And
Honestly, just seeing how many people from our area love it. And yeah. they come out for it and support it. That's so important to musicians or just artists in general. If you know somebody in your life that has music or art or anything, it's important. Go support them. Show up. It just matters. It really does.
And do you think that has the ADHD has, like, because you're able to play, that's helped life in general?
Oh,
you
yeah.
get that antsiness out in a good way.
Oh yeah, yeah. Anytime you get to scratch a creative itch, it's definitely awesome, and to have that outlet.
So. Yeah, well, and I sometimes think that's just with creative people, but I think it can go for not less creative people too. Just you know, I like coloring now and then, and you know, all that good stuff. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I am Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Caleb Looper from Looper Detailing in. We talked about Caleb and Leanne and your drumming skills, and you were a substitute in This Is Luke for those people who were, you know, have followed the Looper clan. Are you allowed to say clan?
I guess so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. For those people who have followed the Looper family, along the way, you did that for a little while too. So, Looper Detailing. Dad comes in, says, hey, let's start this business. You've kind of taken it over, and you're investing into yourself and your skill set. What else are you doing that's, you know, kind of really creating a solid business here?
Well, just making sure our quality, which right now I think it's important, and it's definitely cool to see. We've got 100% satisfaction rating on our page, and so hopefully that speaks to how we do and how we run our operation. We have a plan right now to build a garage and,
at your home. Are you working on the cars at your home right now?
Yeah. Going to be working at home. We're going to do that just to get it out of the elements and stuff, because it's been a really great summer. Fall's coming though, and that means rain and everything. And you'd hate to do all that work for it to be subpar when you give it back. So garage is definitely the most important thing, mm-hmm. especially as we're expanding on our knowledge on, the outside of a vehicle and exterior mm-hmm. and all that prep work. So, that's coming. And,
how does it work logistically? Like, does everybody have to bring their vehicle to you and out in Monterey? Are you still in
mm-hmm,
Monterey?
In Monterey.
So does everybody have to bring their vehicle to you? Do you come to them? How does that work?
No. When I was growing up, I worked in grocery stores a lot, and convenience is what people need. And so that's what I wanted to do with my business, is whatever's convenient. So at first what I did was, I'm more than willing to get up really early in the morning if you'll leave your key wherever it's, you know, hide a key, put it on the tire, whatever. I'll come get your car. I'll bring it back to you, clean and detailed. We are offering remote detailing where we can come to your work site. We just got to pack everything up, which that's no problem at all. Mm-hmm. And if you want to bring your car to me because you don't want other people driving your car, that's fine too.
Yeah.
You know, you can drop it off, and whatever is just convenient for the customer. That's what we want to do. We want to make it an easy thing and not a chore.
How important is that customer service and convenience aspect to you when you're thinking about the culture of Looper Detailing? How important is, you know, yes, the product of the finished car is important. And you said you take a lot of pride in the fact that people think they've never seen their car look that good before, but just the logistics of the communication back and forth with people and how they get their car to you. How important is that aspect as well?
Mm-hmm. Very, very important. Just on the front end, I try to have at least a 15 minute hopefully not that long, but just a conversation where we're thorough and they know exactly what to expect that morning to that afternoon, mm-hmm. where they're not worried. Oh, it's, you know, and not just be very upfront with them. I always take every car individually. And so if I get the car and I've told them that it'll take 8 hours and we run into something, well, before before I even get halfway into the car, I'm going to send you a text or a call and say, hey, I've noticed this and this. Would you like for me to take care of it? And just having that communication open throughout the whole day to where they're not worried about anything.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sure like my car, the back, the middle seats, they kind of fold. I never fold them up. So I don't know what could be. There could be a dead animal under there for all I know. I don't know, you know, right. So there's areas of my car that I never look at.
Right.
And so when you're in there and you're getting in there, it's like, oh, well, a kid, you know, smashed a ketchup packet into the carpet down here. This might take a little bit more than the, you know, 20 minutes I would normally work on this area.
Right.
And so just kind of, I'm sure that people appreciate. And I think sometimes your car is, we take it for granted sometimes. It's just a vehicle to get me, you know, like you said, you were just transporting drums from here to there.
No.
Well, it is, it's our lifeline though. Like it's what's taking us to our jobs and allowing us to make money. It's allowing us to transport our children around. And so if something's happened, you know, it's like, oh wait, I might panic a little bit if it's taking longer or, but that's why we also should take care of our vehicles, is that we do spend a lot of time and it is very important part of our life, is that, you know, but we just don't even care about or think about it very often. Is like, eh, I just get in and, you know, you see, oh, well, yeah, there's that trash there again. And, you know, I got to take care of that sometime. And when do you actually take that opportunity?
And I'm glad you said that too. That's one thing a customer said. A lot of people in our area are big hearted, or maybe it's just that Southern charm. They're like, oh, honey, you don't have to take out those seats. And I'm like, well, I appreciate that. I have to,
yeah.
Because it's not going to be clean. It's not going to be clean the best way. And that's why you bring it to me. Not a ton of people have time to or know how to disconnect the seats and the proper procedure of doing that, and that there are things that can go wrong when you do that, and you mm-hmm. got to know what you're doing. And also when that's out, we get to see the entire car. We can treat the carpet. There's no stains. We even go a step further. I sanitize everything because people got kids. I got nasty kids, man. There.
I don't think anybody doesn't have nasty kids.
Oh, yeah. And we'll do an odor. We have odor machines where we'll put it in there for extended amount of time if they have the time, where it just draws out everything in that vehicle and gets it just tip top.
You know? I would imagine that if you, if you're a smoker in your vehicle and you go to resell it, that's something that's huge, like mm-hmm. that, because nobody wants. If you're not a smoker, you don't want to buy a car that's been smoked in.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure that aspect for the resale value is huge. Mm-hmm. Any interesting stories of things that you found so far that, you know, I think that not even just nastiness, but I'm sure there's like, oh my gosh, I remember one time I had dropped my credit card and my driver's license. Couldn't find them. I felt like I searched all over, and then like I dug way, way, way under the seat and I finally found them. It's like, oh, well, I guess they were in there. But I'm sure that there's stuff that people are like, I had no idea where that was.
Yeah, there was a veteran that I had done his vehicle and he couldn't find his military ID. Mm-hmm. Well, it's because it was under the seat, but not just under the seat. It was like in Narnia under the seat. And so we found it.
You went through the wardrobe yeah, to get it.
We did that. And then the funniest thing was I was doing a vehicle and I used this thing called a tornado, which is just a pneumatic tool that high air pressure blows everything out so I can vacuum better. And I hit it once and screamed because somebody had put I don't know why it was there. I think they were trying to prank me and they didn't own up to it. It was a toy spider and it jumped at me.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
I jumped too.
Oh my gosh.
That's the funniest thing I've found.
Well, now I know if I ever get my car detailed what I'm going to do.
You can get me, yeah.
What about snakes?
Snakes
are, which jump. Is worse?
Yeah, probably a spider for
okay,
me.
Okay, okay. Not to give anybody ideas, but
no, please.
So what's your plan for the future? So it's just, you're kind of a one man show right now. Dad comes in here and there. What's your plan? Do you think you would want to hire people in eventually? You want to grow, you're building a garage and mm-hmm. really investing into this. You think that's what you want to do and grow this out for the next
few
years?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like if I had a 5-year plan, it would be get the garage up, find a couple of young guys who might be going to TCAT or something like that, that want to get into detailing, or maybe they're in TCAT and they don't have that long. You know what I mean? They can come in for a couple hours and help, and I'll show mm-hmm. them the way we do it and hire them on. And I'd like to have, in the next 2 years, honestly, I'd like to have about 3 employees, and that way we could keep our integrity up, but also maybe our quantity, we can grow that
yeah.
too.
Well, and I think that you have that servant heart, and you enjoy, you seem to want to help others. And so, you know, having almost an apprenticeship program would kind of fill that need for you.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You know, and that's exciting. So, and do you plan on expanding your services? You already mentioned the ceramic coating. Mm-hmm. Are there other things that you think that would be kind of fun to learn and do in the future?
Yeah. There's probably things I'm not even aware of right now. Like, I know that we do headlight restoration. I buff out scratches. I know this winter I'm going in to do dent repair because I just want to know that I know I'm doing it very well and I'm doing it the right way. But we're already doing buffing out scratches. We're polishing. We're doing everything you should, because I've noticed there's no shortage of detail companies in our area. There's lots of great, and I've even got to meet some of the owners, and we've palled around, and it's cool because you're always, if you're doing the same business, sometimes you think there's competition, but there doesn't have to be.
No.
Not in an aggravating way. You know, there can be like, hey, we both do the same thing. Can we?
Well, and I think when you're, you know, in a smaller workforce, you know, you got your one man show at the moment, you sometimes you're going to get booked, and sometimes somebody's like, I need it today. Mm-hmm. And so it's nice to be able to refer. So your customer is like, okay, yeah, I use this other guy, but I'd like to come back to you because you did kind of take care of me.
Right.
And so I think when we think about the small business community and how many realtors there are, or detailing businesses or other businesses that are kind of saturated, it's okay if you know what your purpose is and your goal is, and you're doing the best you can for your customers.
Oh, yeah.
I think we can all have a good attitude. Mm-hmm. How can people find you if they want to find Looper Detailing?
Well, you can do social media. We're on Instagram and Facebook under Looper Detailing. Like I said, it's got a little, my logo has a blue 1966 Ford. You'll find us on there. I've got cards out. My phone number is on the card.
You can say, go ahead.
My phone number is 931-261-7194. Call me anytime, text me. And,
what's your preferred method right now? Is it easier to send you a text or a Facebook message so that you can kind of get to it when you are available?
Text or Facebook message is probably the best one. We also have an email. It's looperdetailing@gmail.com. We put that out there for all the people who prefer email, but nobody's really reached out there yet. All I've got is promos for products. So
yeah, which is part of it too.
Facebook Messenger is probably the best way right
well,
now.
Well, and just, I would imagine that your customers should know that you are a one-man show. So when you're not responding, it's probably because you're working on a car.
Yes, please. Anytime, I get up really early. I'm usually up starting to work around 5:30 in the morning. But anytime between 8 and 2, there's just vacuums going. I don't hear everything. Yeah. And I need to figure that out. And we will in the future. We'll have somebody, my wife or Leah or somebody who, you know, hello, Looper Detailing. We'll take care of you. So
yeah, there are definitely services for that in the small business community. And, you know, there's a lot of resources out there. So thank you, Caleb, so much for coming in. I wish you the best of luck with Looper Detailing. I'm really excited for you on this new venture. And thanks for talking to me today.
Thanks for having me.